other arms reach out to me.
Oh yeah.
Father, I smile.
You now rocking with Milk versus Solid Food.
It's the vibe right here.
Oh yeah. Power by the Finish Works brand.
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, let that play real quick, just a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, this is it.
Yeah. We want to thank y'all for tuning in, listening up to us. Got some good topics, man. Spread some love. Try to keep some righteous topics, man, and lead them all to God. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, man, we back.
Yeah, man.
Ali Ali Oxen Free, man. Welcome back.
Welcome
listeners.
Back.
Listeners. What's up, Jay Collins?
What's up, man? Nick Lay in the background handling the sound. Whole new equipment for sound. You know, I just want to thank him for geeking out and making sure we sound as crisp and clear as possible. Like, it's
yeah, he got the Dr. Dre soundboard back there.
For sure, man. There's so many knobs and colors and chords and more than before. You know what I mean? So, thank Nick, man. Happy that he's geeking out over here. Yeah. So, we just trying to get y'all the best we can give y'all. This definitely takes a collaborative effort. It's not just Josh and Courtney. It's just people in the background that see the vision that we're trying to, drive. And, they're with the cause, man. So, we appreciate everyone. So, thanks, Nick. But, yeah, man, I'm good, Courtney. I'm good. I've been a little sick, man. I've been eating so clean for, the past month and a half that I ate something. And I feel like I'm intoxicated. I've been down and out ever since I left the movies, man. You know, sitting in the movies for 3.5 hours, I'm sure we'll get to that too. But it just got me down, man. Like my sugar's been low. I've been like drowsy, man. And I'll say this: I had popcorn. I haven't had corn in 5 years of any sort. Yeah, I don't eat corn. I don't even like popcorn, bro. But I haven't had corn of any sort in years, and I've been down, man. Corn for me is like sugar. Yeah, true story, man. True story. So, you know, we at the movies. I've been super clean. I'm leaner than I've been in a while. All my Finish Works brands and hoodies is super baggy in your boy now. Not skinny, but definitely leaner. Even at the picture I sent you when I had on the compressions, the Finish Works brand compressions, my sleeves not hugging my arms as much anymore. Like, so I'm just leaner, man. I feel good. I'm quicker. I'm hooping every week. My energy's been up because of how I've been eating. But yeah, that popcorn took me out, man. And I ate a lot of it. So, you know, it's what happens when you, didn't Christ say something, you know, to me, that's like a eating bad at times for me. It's like a drug. It's like a demon in a sense, you know what I mean, that I want to stay away from sometimes. And since sometimes when the demon leaves and come back, man, it's worse than ever. So that's how I'm kind of looking at it, because I didn't think I was gonna be out like this, man. So yeah, man, I've been out, man. I've been down and out.
Well, man, I'll definitely, man, we'll pray for your recovery as well too, and anybody else out there, man, that may be sick or battling different illnesses or even certain diseases as well too, man, whether it be cancer, various types. You know, we just pray that God's will be done in your life and everybody else that is listening as well too, man. So welcome back to the pod. Jay will be back. He'll be good, man.
Oh,
he'll shake that thing off.
Oh yeah.
And 3 hours is a long time to be sitting, but it didn't feel like 3 hours, you know.
Not with that movie. I gotta go see it again, man.
And this is spoiler.
Oh,
man.
Yeah,
so
yeah. Repeat. Lucky we got the soundboard, because I would have had something epic and, you know,
one in the chamber to fire off, man, just to give y'all a good warning, man.
Yeah.
But you know, we'll give y'all a silent 5 seconds, man, to turn the pod off, man, or fast forward or something, man. Because
talk about the movie, and
I'm gonna go out on the limb and say I'm 90%.
Spoiler alert.
90% of everybody probably already seen it.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it.
Shout out to Nick.
Yeah, shout out to Nick, man.
He's on it, man.
I'm gonna say 90% of everybody probably seen it because we have our own very own Lucius Fox, man.
Yeah.
A good friend of ours just gave us some numbers. It says that opening week, $1.2 billion, man, Endgame has shattered every record.
It's only been out for, what, 3 days?
Three days, man. So I believe y'all seen it, you know. So we're going to pull out some scenes from this movie, man, break some things down from our perspective, man. And you know how we do it here at Milk vs. Solid Food, man. We always tie it back into the scriptures, man.
Definitely.
So, you know, Jay, what you take away from it, man?
I don't even know where to start, man. Three hours is... Oh my goodness. Okay, let me think. My favorite character was Fat Thor.
Why?
Because they humanize a little G god now. Little G god. But they humanize a little G god.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Thor was very arrogant, rich in power, heavy influence. No one can touch him. Thor was the man. But Thor was chiseled too, you know. Had everything at his hand. Mm-hmm. Oh, he had come from rich background. Was the king. You know what I mean? Like Thor had it all. Could fight. Could like Thor literally had it all. And then you see Thor in this movie, and boy, he's fat and he's a drunkard. You know what I mean? And he's running away from his problems. You know, he didn't kill Thanos. He should have went for the head in the last movie. And Thanos would have been gone. Could have went for the head. That would have been it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And of course some other stuff. But you know, just the guilt of all the half the population being deceased got to Thor. You know, he didn't even want to be king no more. The new Asgard said they only seen him once a month when he need beer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like he, and that right there shows you that like. There's only one that can get rid of all of that, and that's, you know, Jesus Christ. Now, that's from the eyes of a believer. You can have all the money, all the influence you want and on the planet, right? Galaxy for him, you know what I mean? But it don't do it. It does nothing, man. Guilt, and he was depressed. He had anxiety. He couldn't even say Thanos' name. I think he had PTSD. I'm sure he had PTSD.
Yeah.
I'm positive he had PTSD. Positive, you know what I mean? He rather play the video games and,
and drown his problems out, man.
Yeah, and you know, the battles he chose to take on were like small battles, like kids on the microphone of a game. You know, he's yelling at them and telling them, "I'll find you," and you know what I mean? Like Thor, he lost it, man. You know, he was a mess. And then look, you know what's funny? He sees David Banner or Hulk, David Hulk, because he was a combined version of two now. Like, he's controlled. He's mild-mannered. He faced life. He faced himself. He's coming there to help Thor and pick up the pieces. Like, no, we still can use you. It's not about... And this is what, like, a friend, a brethren can do to pick you up. You know, he's... David Banner, David Hulk, whatever you want to call him. He's like, no, you know what I mean? It don't matter how you look. No, it doesn't. Yeah, you may be big. You may be a drunkard, but we still can use you. You got something that, you know, your kingdom can't take away from you, man. That's your heart. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. So, you know, David Banner talked some sense into him, and Thor went on to help try to save the population. That's what a brother is for. And then Thor probably looking at David Banner like, dang, wait, the Hulk is controlled? The Hulk is not better? You know what I mean? Looking at that like, look at me and look at you. You was a hot mess, couldn't even control your temper. And now the guy that couldn't control his temper is mild-mannered. He's, you know, he's patient, he's calm, and he's picking me up. See how the tables turn? So that whole scene for me was like, goodness gracious.
Jeez.
Goodness gracious. Pardon me. You know? And I think about, because sometimes, man, when someone's spitting truth to you and you got friends that are really ain't trying to spit the truth, because the rock dude that was with Thor playing the game was Core, I think that's his name, if I'm not mistaken, to the comics. He wasn't really feeling it. You know, he was like, oh, we don't say that word in here. He was just happy to be there for the free drink and be, you know, be a part of the dysfunction. But Hulk didn't even waste his time with them because it wasn't their time. But he knew it was a chance in saving Thor. Because like Ezekiel says, we're not going to waste good seed on bad soil. You know right. what I mean? So I'm going to go ahead and help this guy out. But y'all heard me. Y'all heard what I'm telling this man. This could be y'all too, but I'm going to go save him out the fire because he has the interest right now. And I'm going to be praying for y'all. So that's how I looked at that scene. That's a big scene.
That's a very big scene. To me. I didn't even look at it from that perspective, man. That's why I wanted to really pick your brain on that, man, because
I can't wait till we get like some descriptions on. Oh, shout out to Nick doing the descriptions, man.
See, go ahead. Shout out to you, Nick, on that, man. But man,
and I couldn't put that in a group chat because I didn't know how to like type. That's a lot that I just said.
Yeah, that's a lot, man. And I probably would have just held the whole paragraph on the phone and hit a thumbs up and got to it later.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And read it. But man, that's probably one of the best breakdowns of that movie. That just that section alone that I've heard, man.
Oh, let me say this too.
This part.
Hulk did not, he didn't condemn that man. Hulk built him up with love, bro. You know what I mean? He built him up with love. And it was a moment where Hulk, I want to say he might have kind of was resisting losing his control. Because remember, he said, take your hand off me. You know what I'm saying? All right, let's be cool. Let's talk this out. But
right.
So, like, you're just looking at so much, man. You're looking at fallen heroes. You're looking at a hero that got his act together. He's better than ever. But he's in the midst of destruction and death and just sadness. But here he is trying to pick up other guys. So same thing with Captain America. I can go on for days, man.
I know you can, man.
Same thing with Captain America. That's a good scene too. When it was like a meeting for. It reminded me of like an AAA meeting. You know what I mean? I go all the nonsense meeting, but more for victims that are swallowed in pity because of what happened, you know, Thanos snapping and making the population go. But there was something that Captain said. He was leading the group and, you know, like pretty much saying, good job, you know, we got to stay positive and we got to uplift one another. But he didn't even believe that. Remember when he spoke to Natasha, I always mess her name up, Romanoff, you know, Black Widow.
Yeah.
And you know, he's like, sometimes he I'm paraphrasing because I cannot remember the exact line, but he's like, sometimes, you know, he wondered what he's doing is, you know, the right thing to do. He doesn't really believe it, you know, so he's having doubts too. Like, man, is this just the right thing to say? I think as a Christian, we have doubt too. Like, man, I've been doing this for a long time and I believe in God, but like, man, I'm having doubt. People ain't trying to hear me talk about Christ. Or you know what I mean? Are going to be, I'm still in the same predicament, Lord. And here I am worshiping you. Like, you know what I'm saying? 5 years is a long time to be in that, man. You can take that to the Bible. When they was walking for 400 years, they waited 400 years for Christ to come after, you know, David. And it, like, I can go on and on, man. So many parallels for me to the Bible, bro.
Yeah, most definitely, man. And really, I don't need to add anything on to that, man, but I will give another perspective,
yeah,
man, for
do.
The listeners, man, that you may see certain biblical terms used, not in the movie, man, but if you're in a church setting where you hear the glory of God, or God will say in his word that I won't share my glory with anybody. Imagine the feeling that all of us had when the Avengers finally assembled, when they looked death in the face and they thought Captain America was by himself, and you hear, you know, Captain Sam,
yeah,
you know, to your left. And look how everybody's emotions just went through the roof, seeing everybody return. And there's no way that I can compare it, but that feeling is going to be multiplied probably a quintillion times when Christ returns. Because you finally get to see good conquer evil. You know what I mean?
I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
And that sensation and that feeling you get is God's glory, you know, because I've been alive and I've been real. And yeah, you may think I'm in the shadows, but I'm omnipresent. I don't have a form, but I can create one if I need one. But when you see my son crack those clouds and I appear, it's going to be a billion, trillion, zillion times more than what you experience at Endgame.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? You'll see my army now. You won't be so worried about what the world is doing and what Satan and his demons are doing. You know, they may look terrified, man, but when you see me on that white horse and you see that golden sash across my waist and that sword, you already know I ain't got to do nothing but sit back.
Definitely.
And let him take care of it. So that's what I drew at the last part of it. But
yeah.
That movie,
shoot.
I'm not willing. I'm gonna agree with you, Josh. I don't know how to feel, but I would say that is the greatest superhero movie right now.
That might have been the best movie I've seen.
Yeah, that's the best movie I'm gonna say that I've seen.
And boy,
and you know, period.
Because 3 hours, you're like, all right, man, this is how this is. You walk in the theater,
flowed.
You're like, dang, I can't. That was 3 hours,
right?
Didn't seem like it. The pockets of action was perfect.
It was. It just flowed nicely, man.
The pockets of dialogue was perfect. Like, they got into their emotional bag, man. They made you felt, and they made you feel what the heroes were feeling, man. So much, man. What's another part? I said this in a group chat. So, spoiler alert. So, this is at the end. We're jumping everywhere, man. So, this is not going to be in order because, like I said, we've seen it once. 3 hours is a long time. So, we're trying to remember what we can. But at the end, Cap's old gives the pass the mantle to not Bucky, but Sam. To me, I think that was a strategic move by Marvel. Depending on what they do with it, could Sam be the new Captain America? Possibly. We don't know what they're going to do. The floodgates are open to do so much, though.
Yeah.
But I think that would... a black dude, Sam Falcon, being the new Captain America, will speak to the plight that's going on in America. And I know Marvel is big on that. Marvel is big on diversity and inclusion. They're huge on it. But if since back in the day when they made the X-Men, like part of the reason of that was to talk about diversity in a way where you couldn't really say this was a black or white person because somebody could have been Beast. The next person could have been, you know what I mean? Whoever, you know what
right.
I mean? But they use that platform to talk about that, you know, race. So mm-hmm. I think that's a big move, too. That's a huge move that they could use.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because, you know, some people are going to be with that and some people are not going to be with that. Wait, a black mm-hmm. man being Captain America? No.
Right.
You know, like the bigots and stuff like that. They ain't having that. I'm right. sure some of them went and watched the movie and probably was mad thinking that should have been with the Bucky.
Yep.
Nah, Sam got that bad boy. So I think that's something. There was so much foreshadowing or possible foreshadowing that they really left it up for the viewer to interpret.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do we see it? You know what I mean? I miss so much. I don't even know where to start. I've been spoken about it all week too since I seen it. I seen it at 9:30 a.m. on a Saturday. Yeah, you know I mean?
Man.
And
that was early. The theater opened up that early.
They had one at 8:45. Yeah. And look, what happened was there was no times for us. They sold all out, and the movie theater my wife and I went to, they only had limited seating. So there was one that had seats at 12, but it was like all the way in the front. We just didn't want to, you know, break our necks just to watch the movie for 3 hours. So
right.
we went to 9:30. My wife just happened to look the next day and they added one at 8:45 and they added one at 9:45. Like, they making their money. Like,
yeah.
and they were selling, man. I got to go back. I might go Friday. I'm off, but I got to go. I got to go see.
Man, see, I would have woke up in my pajamas. I would have got a Ziploc bag and put half the bag. I would have filled it up with Captain Crunch. Got me some milk, man, and like a little canister. I put everything in my wife's purse, man, and had a bowl of cereal at the theater, man. If I would have went that early to watch that. Bruh, that's just me.
What did we do?
I would have done that. What did y'all do?
Ate breakfast. So we ate breakfast. You know, I put on the Black Panther socks. You know, Finish Work brand hoodie, the neon boy, went in there real bright. I had the jacket to put on my legs because we got to sit in the recliners, man. I'm like, we gonna do it for 3 hours, then we might as well be comfortable.
Right. So,
you know, went there. Of course, my wife had the big brown bag. Shout out to the Michael Kors big brown bag. You know, I had all type of candy and stuff in there, man. What else I had, man? I did that stuff. We don't have to go.
I
have my little peanut butter and dark chocolate candies up in her purse, man, smashing. You know, and my wife, she can't resist the popcorn. She loves the popcorn, and which is cool. So she did buy the popcorn. Me, I love them gummies, Courtney. I didn't get none. I haven't had any in a while, but that's like the only thing I'll get at the movies. Because I just don't be, it's hard for me to pay $5 for some gummy bears, man. You know what I'm saying? But
you gonna spend $20 flat
on top of the ticket. We already spent $20 a dub, and that's matinee.
We already spent it. Yeah.
So I'm like, we save money, but you know, I think them tickets supposed to be like $12.50. Right. You know, but we, you know, because it's early, it's matinee. That was a goal. Like, all right, can we go early? Because what's the cheapest we can spend? And I shout out to the wife because I try to lie. I try to go online and get the senior citizen tickets for $8. But you know, my wife is like, no, we ain't gonna do that. So forgive me, Father. I was trying to lie, bro. Cause that would have been, you know, $16 right there. You know, we say four. We spent $20 or $19.50, whatever it is. Yeah. So yeah, man. I was like, man, they ain't gonna check. It's 9:30 AM, man. Go ahead and get them senior citizen tickets. Jeez. You know what I'm saying? You don't need no ID. But that was me trying to get my wife to see it. So that's a life lesson in its own too.
Right. Yeah, man.
My lying. I was trying to get her to be down with the lie. She's like,
nah. Right.
So shout out to my wife, man. But my wife liked it. She liked it. Like, see, the thing about Marvel, if you're a nerd and you'll know all the Easter eggs in the movie. If you're not a nerd, the movie is set up where you can still understand.
Exactly.
At least the major parts, man. It's just phenomenal movie, man.
It's phenomenal, man. You just, on top of that, man, it gives you something to really walk. You take so much from it. And it's sad, though, man, because this is it for this phase now. You know, like you said, the door's wide open.
This is phase four?
No, we're going into phase four.
Oh, okay. Okay, so this is the end of phase three. Okay.
Yeah, this is it, man. So I think we'll see.
Much can happen. The doors is open.
It's open.
It's shoot.
And they keeping it going because Spider-Man jumping off in July. They'll probably come Guardians of the Galaxy with Thor now. I think Adam Warlock is getting ready to hatch.
That's what I saw.
It's you know, it's going down, man. So
Black Widow got one coming out.
Yeah, Black Panther 2.
Forgot about Black Panther. Yeah.
It's going down, man. So
I was about to say, I want to talk about Tony Stark, man. So I repeat, Nick, get that thing ready. This is a spoiler. So Tony Stark dies. If you know anything about Tony Stark, rich playboy, philanthropist though, gave his life at the end. My man, Doctor Strange held up the one. Hey, this the one chance, bro. This the one chance. Tony Stark got it immediately. And to me, I'm not saying this is what happened because I don't know the belief background of the creators, but it reminded me of the guy that repented for all his sins, owned up to everything he did in life. And Tony Stark did that, man. Put the gauntlet on. He knew it. You know, he wanted to correct all his wrongs. And I pray that the Lord, you know, have mercy on my soul. Tony Stark dies. That's how I looked at it. You know what I mean? Because it's hard for me not to look at anything from the lens of the Bible. You know what I mean? That's my DNA since I've been in this faith. But but he, yeah, man. You know, he found love with Peter Parker, which was like his surrogate dad.
Right.
You know, had his own child. His child probably did some of that too, changing his mind. Because remember, he made up with Cap.
Yeah.
He made up with Cap, man. He knew going into this, it was his idea, his smarts that they was able to go back in time.
Right.
He knew, like, this could be it. I could die. He knew that. That's why he told Cap, like, hey, whatever happens, I got to keep this. Because the way I look at that, like, man, my daughter, Morgan, which, that's all a different thing, because this is an Easter egg. Remember, he had a dream. What movie was that, man? Was it
Age of Ultron?
Oh, it was Infinity War?
Yeah.
When he said he had a vision or dream that he had a, but he said his son named Morgan Stark.
Right.
So that came to fruition,
Well,
though.
he just said kid. We had a kid.
Oh, okay. I thought he said son. Yep. So he just said kid.
We had a kid.
Yep. So, you know, and this kid, Morgan Stark, helped him change. Kids would do that, man.
Yep.
They will help you. Your heart will be softened. You know what I mean? He's married. He loved his wife. You know, he was a homebody. You seen him on the home? He was a homebody. But shout out to the wife, because she said, no, you could throw this stuff away and just go to sleep, but you won't rest. And that hit me like, no, you won't rest. You know, shout out to Pepper, because she's like, no, you do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I believe that's why she had somewhat of peace when he died.
Yep.
She had somewhat of peace when Tony died. You know, she was telling Parker, no, it's all right. It's all
right. Right.
You know what I mean?
Go ahead and rest.
You know.
What you told him, you can rest now.
You can rest now. So that's how I looked at it, like a man that wrote his wrongs. Now, me personally, I would like, you know, to see he wrote his wrongs and repented to Christ and like, Father, forgive me. Yes, I'm wrong. I've been wrong. You know what I mean? What can I do? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just making peace with God, man. So that's how I looked at that, bro. So much. You want to go straight into our boy, David Hawk?
Yeah,
that was funny to me, man. That man Hawk was like a celeb, bro.
Yeah, he really was, man. And
taking pictures. Hawk was like the man, bro. Like, they weren't scared of him. Like, he was controlled. He's like, man.
Let me say this, man, and this is a Bible reference, 1 Corinthians 13:11. It says, when I was a child, I talked like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I did away with childish things.
Mm.
And if you watch the movie, man, when they go back in time, they go back to 2012 and they try to, you know, capture each Infinity Stone without messing up the timeline. Bruce Hawk or David Hawk, Bruce Banner.
Calm Hawk.
But we're going to say Professor Hawk.
Professor Hawk. Comedy.
So when Professor Hawk goes back into time, now this is basically David Banner's mind and Hawk's body, fully controlled in his right mind. If you go back
in his right mind,
that he sees himself in back in his past, man, when he used to freak out and Hawk out and destroy everything, and he was so embarrassed.
He's so embarrassed
to see how he was, and that right there hit home with Jay and I as well, too, man, because, you know, if you listen to the podcast, you listen to the first two podcasts of us just going back through our backgrounds, that's how we were, man. You know, out here in the streets, man, being womanizers and so carnal-minded, man. If you took us back to those times, man, in our lives, and some of you as well, too, if you're born again, you're going to be embarrassed, too. Like, man, I was really doing that. You know what I mean? And just be so embarrassed, man. And so that right there was more of a self-reflection, man. And David, you know, him seeing that was just... it just hit home, man, and that's what that scripture encapsulates.
And let me say this too, because I seen a lot of people say, oh, they should have let the Hawk go wild. No, he can't. If you understand what Cordy just said, no, he can't. I mean, he can. He might not come back from that, though.
I wanted to see him go. Everybody did. Everybody did.
But you got to understand, he can't. He can, but it's not good for the greater cause, the longevity. Right. So, like, it's like telling, man, I've had this before. Like, I've had people say, man, I remember when you used to, you know, drink all the time, man, just come on, do it one time so we got one last hurrah. No.
Right.
I'm reformed from that. I go back to that. I'm gonna lose everything I got now.
Right.
No, my right mind. So I got it. I understood why the Hawk didn't smash. And look, Cap said, by the way, Hawk, make sure you go smash something. He's talking to Professor Hawk, the nice Hawk now. That's all calm and collective. And man, he like picked something barely up and like let it drop. He didn't want to do it. I don't want to go back into that mold,
that
man.
That was my old nature, man. I've been transformed. And it goes back to 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that is grafted in, joined to him by faith in him as Savior, he is a new creature, reborn and renewed by the Holy Spirit. The old things, the previous moral and spiritual condition have passed away. Behold, new things have come because spiritual awakening brings a new life.
Amen.
That's what happened. So no, we can't go back. We can't transform.
I get that, a Hawk, man. It was clean
cut.
Hair was brushed.
Ever, man.
Had the glasses on.
And think about that too, man. You go back to Age of Ultron, man. Everybody brushes over that sometimes, man. Like when he hawks out, people die.
Yeah.
Literally, like people die, man. So, you know, now people see, all right, it's been 5 years, and everybody's dusted and everything, man. You got kids like, hey, can we get a picture? You know, and they can walk up to him at a Denny's or a Waffle House, man, or somewhere where he's eating at, man. They can just have a casual conversation with him.
Did you see how jealousy can get in the way of somebody's upbringing? Remember when Ant-Man was like, hey, Ant-Man was like, hey, guys, what about me?
The kids are here too.
I don't know you are, but like Hawk being modest, he's like, nah, take a picture with him, guys.
Right.
You know what I mean? The kid's like, man, we don't know who he is. And the little dude was shaking his head like, no, I'm good, man. I got my picture with you, Hawk. You know what I mean? And it was an awkward moment, man. Yeah, you're a hero, but we not here for you. This ain't got nothing to do with you. Don't pour yourself
here
in.
For the Hawk.
Mind your business, man. First Thessalonians 4:11, man. Work with your hands, live a quiet life, and mind your business.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This ain't got nothing to do with you. You want to be a picture. Like, no. You know what I mean? So... I wonder why they put that part in the movie. I'm nitpicking now because I don't have nothing. I can live with everything in that movie. But right. I wonder why they put that part in the movie. Like, I don't even think that part needed comic relief there.
You really did it, man.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, that's just, you know, us just nitpicking the thing.
Because there's nothing, real talk, I ain't got nothing bad to say about the movie. I can nitpick, but there's a lot. It's just, for me, a lot of discernment, man. And then, like, just as a fan, like, as a comic Marvel fan, you get excited seeing all the heroes that you like or you've been watching over the past years come together and fight. You got, you know what I mean? Seriously, man. That was a big scene. Big scene.
Mm-hmm.
Big scene. Huge scene. And then there was a lot of references from the old movies, man. You know, Cap on your left or... Don't do anything stupid. And you know what I mean? Like, that, just lines like that. It's like, oh.
Just so nostalgic, man. Listen, if we got an applause button, man, or wherever we get a sound button, man.
We don't.
Hats off to Marvel.
Yeah,
hats
we don't.
Hats off to the entire team that put that together, from the actors, the script writers, just everybody involved with that movie, man, because that's great teamwork. That's how you end, not the saga, because it still continues, man, but you close the first chapter to something that can go on for decades, man, and people can really enjoy it, man. So Kudos to those guys, man. I enjoyed it, man. I might go back to see it Thursday night. Mm-hmm. I go on vacation this week. Collins, I'm up there, cuz. Yeah. I can't wait.
Like, if I was off Thursday, I would go with you.
Hey, like, I'm trying to go with our good friend Lucius Fox, man. Black Lucius Fox. I'm taking my wife as well too. My wife, I told my wife, like, hey, me and Lucius Fox might go. You want to come again? And she gave me that look and smile. Oh,
so she liked it as well?
Oh, man, my wife loved it, man. She said, oh, I got to go back. My wife's been on it, though, man. And she's been on it since Black Panther. At first, she was just making fun of me and my guy for going to the movies for 10 years. And why are you guys going to the movies so much? And then when we finally took her to see Black Panther, well, he and I took our wives, you know, with us to the movies. Mm-hmm. Now they've been hooked. So my wife bought tickets the day the movie came out, or they released tickets at the beginning of the month. So my wife's been on it, man.
She has been on it. Man, so, please listen to this podcast, because I think our breakdown is very unique. I don't think no one to break the movie down and see and talk about what they saw from the Bible.
Right.
And it's so much stuff that I'm all over the place. One, I'm having a hard time remembering everything. 3 hours is a long time, y'all. So
it really is, man. But we're gonna hit y'all with the opposite part, man. We gave y'all the good news, but there's still some earthly things going on out there that Josh brought to my attention, though. And if you listen to this podcast, I challenge you to pick up your Bible if you have the Bible app on your phone, to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Just read it. And I'm going to go into a synopsis real quick, and I kind of want Josh to take it away from there. But I'm going to read it real quick, Jay, and I want you to go in on our guy Yeezy real quick. It says in verse 8, I'm just going through it, but I want you guys to read it when you get home. But it says, then the lawless one, the Antichrist, will be revealed, and the Lord Jesus will slay him with the breath of his mouth and bring him to an end by the appearance of his coming. The coming of the Antichrist, the lawless one, is through the activity of Satan, attended with great power, all kinds of counterfeit miracles and deceptive signs and false wonders, all of them lies, and by unlimited seduction to evil, and with all the deception of wickedness for those who are perishing because they did not welcome the love of the truth of the gospel so as to be saved. They were spiritually blind and rejected the truth that would have saved them. Now, this is key right here, verse 11. Because of this, God will send upon them a misleading influence, an activity of error and deception, so they will believe the lie. So God sends a strong delusion. And we're going to get on Yeezy real quick, man. And Jay, you brought this to my attention. Have the floor, my friend.
So Kanye West, and I've been ignoring him. I'll see the headlines, and I've ignored it for the past, I don't know, however it's been. But this time I caught my attention. So he's been having like these Sunday services where he plays, music with like a live band and stuff like that. And I think the first time he did it, it got a lot of hype because it's Kanye. He's very polarizing. And then so he kept doing it. So Coachella came. Coachella is like a big music festival, huge music festival. So he started having the Sunday services. And I don't know deep details. I would say I'm a casual. I just know the surface headlines, but I saw he was selling merch. And Corey, I can't look at the picture because I got the music playing. But
okay. I'm looking at it.
I think it was like socks that said like, it might have said like Jesus.
Jesus walks.
For like 100. And then, oh, that's what it said. Jesus walks socks.
It says Jesus. Wow. Jesus and then walks on the socks. It says church socks.
Yeah, that's what. Okay, I saw that. Sunday it said like church socks.
Trust God. On yeah,
for like $270. Yeah, $270 now.
The trust God shirt is $70, And then it says the Holy Spirit is $225.
$225,
and,
okay.
And like rusty, rustic, reddish, whatever.
Yeah.
And like a, I don't know, it's like a gray sweatshirt. That's $165 for that. And $50 for the socks.
I don't have any deep details on this because I just stayed
just
away from it.
He just plays music, man. I don't think there's any Sunday worship.
He wants really to start a church, though.
Yeah, basically.
No, he said he is going to start a church. Like, and I was like, I can't read this because I'm going to get mad. I'll read it another time. He is going to.
But there's people that go to services and worship Beyonce. I think she has like her own little churches as well, too, man.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, and I mean, for everybody that listens, man, you have to be careful, man. We are living in the end times, man, where people will become lovers of themselves. That's in 1 Timothy. Just read Timothy 1 and 2. Read both books. But people, especially millennials and what's the generation behind us, man? I can't even think of it.
Oh, no. Generation?
Z, so
Generation X, maybe?
Something like that. Well, people are Googling their God, and people are now becoming or willingly becoming illiterate. They won't read the Bible anymore. You know, everybody, oh, it's a white man's book. It's this, it's Europe. Man, you know, now you have people that are in these non-Christian cults, whether it's Hebrew Israelites or the conscious movement, 5%ers, who want to go look at old Egyptian pictures that have something to relate to because their parents didn't affirm who they are. And then they weren't affirmed by Christ as well. So now they got to go look up something that looks like them, man, where the Bible tells us we're not supposed to have any confidence in the flesh whatsoever. God never talked about color. He talked about the blood. We all have blood at the end of the day. And people are just Googling gods now. People don't even go to church. People worship a head of lettuce now. They'll worship anything. It's all idolatry at the end of the day, man. And, it's just everything is just validating the word. As hard as they push back and fight against it, I can take you to line upon line, precept upon precept, and just show you. But it's a spirit of unbelief, man. Mm-hmm. And you have these people that are propagating this, people that have influence over the world. I just read, go back and read what I just read. Read the entire chapter of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And it's right there. And it's so blatant, but that strong delusion, and God sent it, you know, for those that are in unbelief. But unbelief is a terrible spirit to have, man. And this is what we have, and they're making profits off of it, man. You're gonna spend $200 on a shirt that just says Holy Spirit, and all they play is beats.
You see, the socks say Jesus walks.
The sock says Jesus walks. Really? Now they'll give him.
Sold out already.
Yeah, he has the wrong Jesus. And the Bible says in Galatians, if anybody comes and gives you a different gospel, or did they preach a different Jesus or did different gospel, you're not saved, man. So you just want to make sure as an individual that you are lined up with the true living God, which is Christ Jesus, a.k.a. Yahweh, a.k.a. I am what I am. That's who you need to be following, you know. So don't let the internet fool you or deceive you. Don't worship. You know, stay off of YouTube. Don't do any research on YouTube. They'll tell you anything. Go to your libraries and get books and read. Read the Bible. Find commentaries, man. Because
I wish we had a soundboard.
we got a video, man, that we never put out, but we getting ready to just knock y'all out with some stuff. We had a video called Punch Drunk. And Punch Drunk, basically, I'm not going to give the whole thing away.
No, go for it.
It's like going to like the old 70s parties or the, what's the movie, Carrie, where they be at the party or whatever. You got that big punch bowl and they got the red juice in it. Well, somebody spiked it. And I like to say that the spiritual punch bowl has been spiked by the enemy. So you got a little Roman Catholicism in there. You got a little Mormonism in there. 5%er in there. Islam, Hebrew, Israelite. You got all these different cults and non-Christian cults mixed into the spiritual punch bowl that everybody's drunk now. And the best way to get everybody sober is to drink water. Because Jesus says that I am the living water. I am the water. I'm the bread that comes down from heaven. You know, if any man come, any man that comes after me must first thirst after me, you know. Or if any man is thirsty, I'll give him drink. The woman at the well, John chapter 4, I believe, you know, give me this water that I may never thirst again. Mm-hmm. That's what you need. You need that specific water now. So that's basically the synopsis of that video that we'll be dropping here soon. But again, friend, if you're listening to this, don't dip your cup in that punch bowl. Thanks. You've been warned. You heard it here first at Milk versus Solid Food. Don't do it, my friend.
Facts. Yo, Nick, what's our time, man?
45 minutes.
Okay, cool. We're doing good. Facts. Man, that... I don't know, man. This man Kanye... I'm so frustrated by Kanye, man. I get so frustrated by Kanye. Because...
Yeah.
It's hard for me... I just believe it's a business.
It is, bro.
It's a business. In a sense, church is a business at times. You know what I mean? Depending on
right.
who's behind it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I that's a whole different subject. Depending on who's on it. You know, who was your man that started the pastor. And I'm saying this from experience. But this is, you know, Kanye's using this. I just have it. I'm always have it. Even like with the Muslims, like I'm always like when people use stuff to profit off another, you know, another spirituality, another religion. Like I almost always have an issue with that, though.
Yeah, man, you trying to make bank off of that, man?
Oh, people like God? Oh yeah, I can make something with God on there. Yeah, let me go. Yeah.
Hey,
go make us some socks that says Jesus walks. Like.
You know,
and sell them for $100.
Right.
Probably some Hanes.
Understanding, man.
from Walmart, some Hanes socks.
Right.
Oh, we don't got enough time to go get our own product. All right, let's just stop at Walmart real quick.
Right.
Go get.
Because he likes that slave look, man, with the big baggy clothes and.
I kind of do too. Man. It reminds me of Assassin's Creed. I used to tell Levi this all the time. And I'm saying that because I like the Yeezys, the shoes. I like the fact they got boots. But I told you, they look like the shoes from Piccolo. You know
dude,
what I mean?
Piccolo shoes from Dragon Ball Z.
I said from Piccolo. Yeah. And the look reminds me of the character from Assassin's Creed. You know, with the hood on and the drape. And you know what I mean? But I like that look.
Man.
So, hey, man. Just watch out who you worshiping, man. Like, these guys are just guys, you know.
Right.
With
They're men.
With men, anything's impossible. With God, everything's impossible. You know, that's from the gospel, Matthew.
And
so,
and the Apostle Paul snapped, man, Galatians 1:6. He said, I am astonished and extremely irritated that you are so quickly shifting your allegiance and deserting him who called you by the grace of Christ for a different, even contrary gospel, which is really not another gospel, but there are obviously some people masquerading as teachers who are disturbing and confusing you with a misleading counterfeit teaching.
Yeah.
Be careful out there, y'all.
Yeah.
Be dead serious on that, man. You know, and that's all I got, man, because I get irritated with it as well, too, man. But,
yeah,
you know. We just going to continue to pray for everybody, man.
Absolutely. Let's call this a wrap because I got to get home to the wife and daughter.
Oh, so, most definitely, man.
Are we about 50 minutes, Nick?
Y'all, man.
About 50 minutes. 50 minutes in. So, my bad. Go ahead, Courtney. What'd you say?
I was going to go ahead and close this out, man. God bless all of y'all, man. I know it's been about a week, man. We didn't do one for Easter Sunday, man. We chilled to spend time with our families, man, and really served and worshiped our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on that day as well, too.
Yeah.
We dedicated that day to him. So, man, we're back this week, and we'll be back next week as well, too. We got a surprise Friday or Saturday, I believe, too, man. So stay tuned to Instagram. But other than that, check us out on Instagram at the Finished Works brand. Check us out. There is a link in that description or in the bio. Check us out on the merch. We got more merch coming as well too. And just stay posted, man. This is Milk versus Solid Food. I'm Courtney Douglas, man.
Josh Collins. Oh, and shout out to Homage for, you know, that's if you the music in the background, that's all Homage. Homage Beats, man. Check them out on YouTube. Homage, HOMAGEBEATS. Beats, Homage Beats. So I just want to shout him out real quick.
Most definitely, man. So, yo, until next time. Peace.
Peace.